the Saturday Light Brigade, and that is Kristen Scott Benson with When Fall Comes to New England. The Dog Run Boys did The Leaves That Are Green before that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, Mickey Sports, and SLVRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, as well as our presence at TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden. Also, our Listen by Phone service, by popular demand, at 631-359-8728. We are going to have some great music coming up in a few moments with women's barbershop style singing with the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus, previewing a show that is about a month away. But before we do that, we're going to take just a few moments to talk about a show that is taking place in just about 5 days at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. And it's quite unique. Dr. Lauren Barnesfather is here with us. Barnesfather is here with us. Lauren, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for being with us. And when I found out about this, I wanted to do all we could to make room for you to explain the concept behind this and to let folks know how they can take part. And I'd like to just turn it over to you, Lauren, so you can do just that.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to do this. We're so excited about this program, and the concept has been forming for a long time, so that we finally get to do it. So excited. So I'm here joining you from the Anne Frank Center USA. We are a New York nonprofit, but I am based in Pittsburgh, so happy to be doing this from home. And we have a production that goes into schools, mostly high schools, that's called Letters from Anne and Martin. And it's Anne Frank and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the stage, side by side in their own words. It begins to feel like a conversation. And I've been wanting to do a public program in Pittsburgh, but it was also very important that we did it with local partners and that we could really then magnify the audience so that a lot of people can see this. So Thursday evening at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, we're doing a performance of Letters from Anne and Martin, which will be followed by a panel conversation with community leaders. So we're going to talk about the power of the arts. We're going to talk about community building and how important it is. And frankly, Pittsburgh stands out above other areas for what we're able to do between communities here. So I want to celebrate that in this program on Thursday, and I hope everyone will come out.
What an amazing idea to juxtapose the writings of these two people, both in, you know, distinct, unique positions to write, but both having created words that have lasted throughout the ages. Whose idea was this initially?
It was an idea that began with the Anne Frank Center USA some 15 years ago. Our programs are through theatrical performances, and we have theater educators, so actors who are really in touch with the learning that goes on in schools. And it was a connection that was crystal clear to our group of people at the time. Anne Frank and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. were both born in 1929.
I was trying to do a thank you for saying that because I was doing the math in my head. I didn't want to look it up. And I'm thinking, yeah, they would be contemporaries pretty much.
It's hard to imagine. Definitely, really different context. Of course, she only lived to 15 years old. And we lost him way too young as well. But they're associated with very different periods of time and historical events. Side by side, what's incredible is how hopeful they remained despite their circumstances, and that they both really believed in humanity. They believed that humans would take responsibility and that we would do what was right. Messages that we really need to hear.
What's Voices for Change, it's going to be at the August Wilson Center, and as you pointed out, it's coming up. It's very soon. It's November 13th, which is Thursday night, if I'm doing my math correctly.
That's right.
Doors open at 6 with the program starting at 7 o'clock, and we've linked to the website for the program. What a would it be suitable for kids, do you think, as well as adults?
Definitely.
Yeah, what a great...
Normally it's for high school. I would say, 13 and up.
Yeah, it just seems like a great accessible way to be exposed to the writings. And often, especially with Dr. King's writings, I enjoy listening to them read, whether by him or just by somebody else. They're words that are meant to be heard spoken, I think, more than written, because that was his intention.
I feel like you're reading my mind. I was going to say, and it's the same with Anne Frank's words, when you hear them read out loud, it's a completely different experience. And his words especially were written to be heard. And it's so powerful. I hope many people will come. Tickets are free, but we are asking people to sign up. So thank you for posting the information. And we have the theater at the August Wilson African American Center, so plenty of room.
This is a great way for you to go and see the center, too, if you've never been there. Their website is AWAAC, August Wilson African American Center, August Wilson African American Cultural Center, AWAAC.org. And there's a registration button where you can let the folks at Voices for Change know that you're going to be coming. They're sure they have room for you. And it's this coming Thursday, program at 7, with the doors opening at 6. Is there anything else you would like to add about the program?
There is something that I would like to add. We're doing this public program on Thursday as part of a tour of our actors in public schools. So we'll be for the public Thursday evening, but all week we'll be performing in public schools across the region in partnership with Classrooms Without Borders, a wonderful educational organization based here in Pittsburgh. So kids may see us before their parents, but everybody please come out Thursday.
That's wonderful. And Dr. Lauren Behrens, I think I almost got your name wrong at the beginning. I wanted to be sure I got it right. Dr. Lauren Behrens. Father, is that correct?
That's it.
Thank you very much for being with us. And I hope you're already here in Pittsburgh, but I hope as the group gets here that it's a great run. And thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Well, we are mere moments away from welcoming the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. AWACC.org. Again, the website for the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. I'm not sure how it began. We've been featuring barbershop style harmony on SLB for a long time. In fact, just a few weeks ago, we had the opportunity to do so, and now we're doing it again. Vocal Confluence was here. This time, it's a women's group, and they're going to be performing coming up next month at the Sharon Community Presbyterian Church, Mrs. Santa Claus. That will be their production. So most of the songs this morning, I think there are one or two that are holiday themed. The others are not. You'll know which, and you'll get a chance to meet all the participants in a moment. I believe they are ready to go. I see our maestro. So here are the sounds, or here is the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on,
baby, do the locomotion.
I know
you get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on,
baby, do the locomotion.
My moving sticks to the ABCs. It's easier to learn in your ABCs.
So come on, do
the locomotion with me.
Come on, now you gotta swing your hips now.
Come on,
jump back,
come on.
Well, I think you've got the knack. Whoa, move around the floor in a locomotion.
Come on,
baby, do the locomotion. Do it holding hands if you get the notion.
Come on,
baby, do the locomotion. So come on, do
the locomotion with me.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion. So come on, do the locomotion with me. Come on, baby, dance.
Well, there they are. You guys are great. The Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. I keep looking down for a minute to make sure I'm getting the name right. I wanted to meet you as the director. What's your name?
I'm David Wallace.
Nice to meet you. And I want to make sure folks know that the concert, it's Sharon Community Presbyterian Church, but we have listeners in Sharon, Pennsylvania. This church is in Moon Township, right?
Moon Township, yes, sir. Moon Township.
And tell me a bit about the group. There are about 20 with you today, and I see Lois here.
Hi. Yes, I had a brief phone interview with you a few weeks ago. We have just over 20 people with us today, and we're from the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. We sing in Moon Township at Sharon Community Church, which is on University Boulevard, just down the road from Robert Morris College and Moon Township High School.
And what's brought these women together? Certainly the joy of singing, but I know from talking with many other groups, it's more than that, isn't it?
It's far more than that. I've often asked our singers to give us an example of what makes them want to be with Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. And I have several that have said the fellowship as well as the singing. We all sung before and wanted to be able to sing at a higher level, which we were able to do because of David's great direction. But we also become support mechanisms for each other. We are really a sisterhood of singers.
That's a really good way of putting it. And I imagine as changes occur in everybody's life, as they do, you're able to support each other through celebrations or things that are other than celebrations, the highs and the lows of life, as we all do. I'd love to maybe after the next song talk to a few of you, just to and we'll do that in between a couple of the songs, just so you can say hello to any family members who might be listening now or later, or anybody else. I also want to encourage you, as you listen, if you would like to send a text message to honor somebody who's here singing, I will relay it to them. Our number to do that is 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Before your next song, anything else either of you want to mention?
Well, you might notice you introduced us as a women's barbershop chorus, and of course we do sing some barbershop, but of the selections we're doing today, it's much like much of our repertoire. It's not barbershop at all. That song Lollipop, or that song we just did, Locomotion, was done by Little Eva in the 60s. Yeah. And it's not intended to be barbershop.
Yeah, I said barbershop style, knowing that you were not going to, but no, you're right. I was going to ask you about that.
Well, there's the key about barbershop that we sort of hold dear is the melody is in an inner voice, whereas in most pop music, it's in an upper voice or the top voice. But we do keep the melody in an inner voice. But other than that, we do a whole lot of variety. We do stuff from all eras of pop music. We do Broadway. We do country. We do a lot of different stuff.
Now, you gave a hint as to the next song, Lois.
Yeah, the next song is from we do a show based on American Bandstand, which ran from the 50s to the early 90s. And one of the songs from the 50s that we're going to sing is Lollipop. And it was sung by a barbershop quartet, an award-winning barbershop quartet named the Cordettes, who also sang Mr. Sandman. And so they crossed over from barbershop harmony to popular music.
And all women, which was notable for that time. The playlist of these, I don't want to steal their thunder, but you're really going to enjoy the songs they've selected for you. Here once again, the Sounds of Pittsburgh chorus.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Ba-dum, bum, bum, lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Ba-dum, bum, bum, call my baby lollipop, tell you why, his kiss is sweeter than an apple pie. And when he does a shaky rockin' dance, man, I haven't got a chance. I call him lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop. 'Cause he is sweeter than candy on a stick, huckleberry, cherry, or lime. And if you had a choice, he'd be your pick. But lollipop is mine, all mine. Lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop. Ba-dum, bum, bum, crazy way he thrills with me, tell you why, just strikes with lightning from the sky. He likes to kiss me till I can't see straight, gee, my lollipop is great. I love my lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop. Ba-dum, bum, bum, lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, a lollipop.
The Sounds of Pittsburgh chorus. I was wondering as you were listening if you were maybe doing the Pops throughout the song, and I'm glad they put one there at the end. I'm pleased to let you know, let's see, does somebody have a little boy named Jason? Not so little, Jason. Does somebody have a son? Is somebody's oldest son named Jason? I said little. Jason's probably not so little.
He's 55.
Love my mom. Are you Judy?
Yes.
Okay. Love my mom, Judy. She's been singing for years, and I am so proud of her. Love Jason, her oldest son. I put the little in there.
Thank you so much. That's very sweet. Hey, Jason, you're terrific. Thanks for sending that.
And you have been singing for years. Yes. When, with Sounds of Pittsburgh or with other groups as well?
Youngstown, well, all Sweet Adelines, Youngstown Chapter, Spirit of the Valley, now Sounds of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. Would you like to send out greetings to anybody else since I have you here?
Well, yeah, Kathy Dolshevik. Not sure if I'm saying that right. Anyway, she was my youngest son's teacher in elementary school, and to this day they're still friends, and now we've become friends. So it's very nice. I mean, she's listening now, I'm sure.
Great. Well, thank you. Let me get to maybe about a third of you, just if you want to give your name and where you're from, and if you have anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to. I think it helps people listening at home understand the range of voices and communities represented today.
Hi, Larry, and my name's Elaine, and I'm from Irwin. Always happy to be singing with Sounds of Pittsburgh. And my family always supports me, comes to everything. My cousins, especially Marianne and Kathy, and my sister and brother Dan and Dave, Mary Jane, Eileen, all of them, always watching out for us.
I have this feeling that Mary Jane goes by MJ.
She does.
She says that she loves to hear you and your sisters sing, Elaine. Love your little sister, MJ.
Oh, that's beautiful. Of course.
How did they know you two were right by each other when they texted us at 412-200-5975? That's amazing.
Hi, I'm Maureen Harrington. I'm from Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. I want to give a shout out to all my sisters here because they've, as you've mentioned earlier, they've carried me through a lot of grief, through a lot of happiness, been by my side the whole time.
Yeah, there's many, many definitions of families, and this is one right here. Hi,
I'm Maureen Demas Lewis. You just spoke with Mo 2. I'm actually Mo 1. I am from the north side of Pittsburgh. Been here all my life, a little bit on the hill, but most of the time I've lived on the north side. I want to give a shout out to all my family, my church members, who I'm sure are tuned in. And if you're not, I'm going to get you tomorrow at Sunday at church. But I just want to say, you know, I'm very grateful to be a part of the Sweet Adelines. I think I'm the longest one that has been here as far as an African American woman. For 20 years now, I've just got my 20 years pin. So I'm very, very proud of that, and that I stuck with these gals all that time, and they put up with me all that time. But I just, like she said, we are sisterhood. We're here for each other, ups and downs. We're here for each other. So love my Sounds of Pittsburgh.
And there's Mo 1 and Mo 2, did you say?
Yes, I'm Mo 1 and she's Mo 2.
Ebony and Ivory. We call it.
Ebony and Ivory. Ebony and Ivory. I was going to say you could go live in Motown. And your name?
Hi, I'm Linda Helms, and I'm from Beaver. I'd like to say hello to all my friends and neighbors out in Beaver County.
Great to have you here. And we'll just do three more.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Van Fossen, and I'm from Latonia, Ohio. So I travel to Pittsburgh every week. I started with my mom 20-some years ago, so we had two generations, and my daughter joined. Then we had three generations, and then she was pregnant, and we had four. But the little one couldn't sing, so.
Give her time.
I've been with Sounds of Pittsburgh for 20-some years.
So. Welcome, Ann.
Hi. I'm Beverly Nelson, and I'm from Hermitage, Pennsylvania, which is right beside Sharon, Pennsylvania. And I have a friend, Stephen Brown, who's probably listening right now, and I'd like to shout out to him and all my friends in Sharon and Hermitage.
Wonderful, and hello. Again, if you would like to text us, you can at 412-200-5975. Lois, I don't know if you have any shout-outs, do you?
My shout-outs are really to the whole Pittsburgh area because I want to invite you to our Christmas show, and I want to emphasize that it's a show, not a concert. We really do have a lot of fun. We do choreography with our singing. We are also going to have a special guest, the Steel City Ukuleles, who are going to come and play on our Christmas show. That will be December 7th at 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, and it will be at the Sharon Community Presbyterian Church in Moon Township.
That sounds like a great deal of fun, December 7th, Sunday. Now, I want to go back just for a minute to David. We heard the term Sweet Adelines a few times, which I know is sort of a league for women's choruses, so to speak. Do I have that right?
Pretty much. It's the largest women's singing organization in the world. There's 20,000 plus, 25,000 women. They come from mostly English-speaking countries, but we have international champions from Sweden. We have a top 10 quartet from Australia this year, lots from Canada and the United States. England, we had a top 10 quartet from England this year. So they come from all over to compete and have fellowship with one another, and it's great fun. But it is the largest women's singing organization in the world.
So it's the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus you're affiliated?
We are affiliated, yes. We are affiliated with that organization, and their home office is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but that's almost by coincidence because that's where one of the original members lived.
So if you happen to be listening from way beyond our origination point here in southwestern PA, you could look for Sweet Adeline, see if there's a chapter in your area, and get involved. Now, the next song you're going to do, I can't wait to hear what you do to this. It's a great do with this. You're not going to do anything to it.
We might. But this is a Carole King song, and of course, we all know that Carole King is one of the greatest pop singers of all time, with hits early in her career with her husband as a writer and then later as a solo artist. She's extraordinary, and this is one of hers.
Ding ding pow, ding ding pow, ding ding pa da pow, ding ding pow, ding ding pow, ding ding pa da. I feel the earth and moon move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. Yeah, I feel my heart start to tremble in whenever you're around. Oh baby, when I see your face, mellow as the month of May. At me that way. I feel the earth and moon move under my feet. I feel the sky settling down. Yeah, I feel my heart start to tremble in whenever you're around. Oh, darling, when I'm near you and you tenderly call my name, are something I just can't tame. I just got to have you, baby. Yeah. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down and tumbling down. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down and tumbling down. A tumbling, tumbling.
The Sounds of a Pittsburgh Chorus, the blending and arrangements of everything you've done have really been incredible to listen to. And I think you will really enjoy hearing this group live. It is not a concert, it's a performance, a show so to speak, because if you're present live, no matter how good our sound is today, how good your signal is as you listen, you can't feel the heartbeats and the emotion and just the humanity that's coming forward here. And what a great version of that song. We're going to talk to the rest of you, and then I think we're going to move the clock forward a month or so for your next few songs. We left off about here, I think. Did we get? No, I didn't think so.
I'm Dot Sheehan. I live in Lincoln Place, and I've been with Sounds of Pittsburgh for 27 years.
Wow. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
No, my husband Jim's in the audience.
Hi, Jim. I saw Jim earlier. How about you?
I'm Kathy Petruzzi. I'm from Pleasant Hills. I've been singing with Sounds of Pittsburgh for about 10 years now. These are all my sisters. I have two more at home, but these girls are all in the same level as them, and I love singing with this group.
Great to have you here.
Hi, I'm Vicki Kasunich, and I'm from Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, and I want to have a shout-out to my sister Sue, who's at home right now. She's on a leave, and hey, sis, we miss you.
Thank you. And now we have you to say hello.
Hi, I'm Sharon O'Shell from Cherry Tree, Pennsylvania. I've been with Sounds for 25 years. I'd like to say hello to my husband, Paul, my kids, Todd, Renee, and Melanie, and grandchildren. I love this group. Love singing with them.
And what part of Pennsylvania did you say?
Cherry Tree, Pennsylvania. It's about 35 miles north of Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. We have listeners in Indiana County, so I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm assuming, is it Indiana County?
Yes.
Excellent. And you are?
I am Joy Sipes, and I've been singing forever with the Sounds of Pittsburgh music. I started as a young mother of five children, and now I'm a great-grandma of, like, a bunch of kids.
Wow. Wow. Are you originally from this area?
I'm from Providence, Rhode Island.
I didn't want to assume, but growing up with a mom from Boston, Massachusetts, I heard a few things there that I recognized. Not to say I just heard a Boston or a New England accent there.
I didn't know I still have that.
everyone's nodding. My mom would say the same thing, and then she'd say, "Well, I kind of it's half and half." She would say,
"No, I always said half."
Okay. So did I, and my teachers really wondered what, you know, in Pittsburgh that was unusual for a little boy to do that. Well, it's nice to meet you. And you are?
My name's Darla Yonch. I'm from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. I've been singing with Sweet Adelines on and off since 1994. Give a shout out to family listening in Chicago, Virginia, and Kaiser, West Virginia. Hi, Mom.
How nice. You do have listeners in Kaiser. We're carried in Kaiser on WKYW LP, so that's terrific to know. And we have two more that we're going to say hello to, two more members of the chorus.
I'm Alice Watson. I've been in the chorus for 35 years under different chorus names over the years, but we're Sounds of Pittsburgh, and I'm proud to be Sounds.
If you had to describe the chorus in just a word or two, what would you choose?
Friends.
It's a
harmony. Friends and harmony.
Friends and harmony. That makes a lot of sense. And you get to have the very last word, at least for today. Whew, big responsibility.
Last but not least, for sure. Hi, I'm Linda Norris. I'm from Mars, Pennsylvania.
Ah.
In Butler County. And I'd like to give a shout out to my husband, Bob, who is also a barbershopper. He's with the Cranberry Men's Chorus. And my two daughters, Kelly Jean and her husband, Blake, who live in Chicago. And my daughter, Kimberly, who lives in Etna, PA.
Excellent. Thank you. And do let me encourage you, if you wish, to send a text message where you can give greetings back at 412-200-5975. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio. Thank you for doing that. The Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus
will be available for you to listen to live and watch perform in a show called Mrs. Santa Claus, The Real North Pole Story, Sunday, December 7th, 3 o'clock at Sharon Community Presbyterian Church in Moon Township. The Steel City Ukuleles will also be there. And that show is, you know, coming up. It's just about a month away. And I have a feeling the next two songs might be part of that show.
Yes, the next two are from our Christmas repertoire. The very first one is inspired by a Leanne Rimes version of a very old song. It was written as a kid's song 60 years ago, and then Leanne Rimes recorded it with a slightly different take, and this is based on that. So it's kind of fun.
Here again, the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. Pittsburgh Chorus, what a great arrangement of that song. It's nice to hear the songs you're doing today. All of them, I think, are recognizable to most people, but they're all very different in the way they're presented. And you must spend a lot of time coming up with the arrangements and the way you want to have them carried out.
We do. I'm looking at this, and I think I only did one of the arrangements today personally, but they are all arrangements that have been done by friends of mine or people that I know that are excellent at this style. So we do spend a lot of time looking for the right arrangement.
And as is often the case, all of the women here sound, you know, beautifully blended, and the perfection seems like it must come naturally, and it certainly, they are all good singers, but it takes a lot of work to sing in a group. Just It's a lot of hard work to figure out how to blend so well, I would imagine. I've never been in a singing group, but I would think it would be something you really got to work at.
Well, there is some skill and technique involved, and we work on it every week. They don't always enjoy my persistence, but there it is. I'm pretty persistent at trying to get certain things in line.
Lois immediately stepped forward, possibly with a counterpoint.
No, actually the comment is that we want to invite women who sing to come and join us. We rehearse Monday nights at Sharon Community Presbyterian Church from 7 to 9:30. We sing entirely a cappella. You heard in that song where it mentioned about she might be a lead, a baritone, or bass. I think I even see a little tenor in her face. Well, those are the four parts of barbershop harmony. The lead sings the melody, the tenor sings above the melody, the baritone sings above and below the melody, and of course the bass sings the low part. And once in a while, we even get to sing words. But one of the things that we do is the Sweet Adeline's International Organization has a tremendous amount of music education, including education for youth. There is a whole youth harmony initiative that can be used within the public schools. There's material for music teachers who want to have students learn barbershop harmony because the a cappella harmony is so, it's probably harder than most of the music they learn because there is no accompaniment. So you have to learn with your ears. And the Sweet Adelines is the largest music education group in the world. And we have lots of materials that can be for school teachers who teach music or want to establish barbershop quartets for their schools.
Well, Lois, that's good to know. And for people that might want to get involved with the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to show up on Monday night. And if you show up on Monday night for the next several weeks, you would be invited to sing with us on the December performance at the church. We rehearse there, but we also are doing the performance there. And if you would like to give us a trial run, you could actually rehearse with us for a month and then sing on that performance with us.
Well, that's great. Is there an age range? Are you looking like our teenagers?
There are many, many, many thousands of teenagers involved. And the only rule that we have is that if you're a teenager under the age of 18, you need to have someone willing to take responsibility when we're away from home. Because we will, for instance, be going to Erie, Pennsylvania next spring for a competition. Someone would need to take responsibility for the minor in that regard. But that's all. Our third place international quartet this year is a former winner of what's known as the Rising Star Competition. That's all 25 and down. And when they won that, I think they were 18, 19 years old. Since then, the baritone has a master's degree in violin performance, and they competed at the international with all the quartets and came in third. The same thing is true of the winners. They have two in that group that were former Rising Star winners. And then my daughters have been in a top five international quartet, and they started when they were in high school in a chorus I directed in my hometown. And wow, they are now directing in Cleveland as co-directors of a chorus.
Runs in the family. Look at that. Well, the next song I think you'll recognize. Anything you want to say beforehand about it?
Not a lot. I think you'll recognize it, but it's from the 50s, and we like songs from the 50s because the harmonies are often very easy to hear.
Here's the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the jingle around the clock. Tick, 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 tock, tick, tick, tock. Mix and mingle in a jingling beat. That's the jingle in Jingle Bell Rock. Jing, jing, jingle bell rock. Jing, jing, jingle bell rock. Jing, jing, jingle bell rock.
Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. So great to listen to these. And you can learn more about them at soundsofpgh.com, soundsofpgh.com. We have seven. Okay. But probably soundsofpgh.org helps convey the nonprofit nature of the group. And there's 17 of you. I didn't count four, seven today. How many roughly altogether are involved?
We're missing about a third, so we're less than 25, but it does fluctuate. So somewhere in the 24, 25 range.
It's like a math puzzle. There's 17 here, we're missing a third. so there's always room for more too. I do want to mention that there show, Dave mentioned the rehearsals that are Monday nights at the church, but at that same church, the Sharon Community Presbyterian Church, Moon Township, on December 7th at 3 o'clock, will be their show called Mrs. Santa Claus, featuring the Steel City Ukuleles, and you can learn more at soundsofpgh.org about that program. A few more songs. We should have time to fit in all of these, if you'd like. Lois?
Okay. The next two songs that we're going to sing are part of what we call our Pittsburgh package, because we are the Sounds of Pittsburgh. We celebrated a 50th year anniversary as a chapter of Sweet Adeline's International just last year, and we have been very proud to represent Pittsburgh, both locally and on the international stage. And so two of the songs that we're going to sing are ones that you'll probably recognize. The kids will probably recognize the first because it's from Mr. Rogers. And the second one is one that their parents will recognize because it was an anthem for the Pittsburgh Pirates a long time ago when we went to the World Series.
And I'm going to, if it's okay with you, Dave, I'll let you do these back to back since they go so well together. I want to be sure you know, as you're listening at home, that this is the Saturday Light Brigade and the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus.
It's you.
to me. Sing, sing, sing.
Everyone can see we're together as we walk on by. And we flop just like birds of a feather. I won't tell no lie. All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? Just let me say for the record, we're giving love in a family dose.
Oh yes, and we are family, for family. I got all my sisters with me. Yeah, everybody, we are family, for family. Get up everybody and sing. Sing it to me, sing, sing, sing.
Living life is fun and we've just begun to get our share of this world's delight. High hopes we have for the future and our goals in sight. No, we don't get depressed. Here's what we call our golden rule. Have faith in you and the things you do. You won't go wrong, oh no. This is our family jewel.
Yes, and we are family, for family. I got all my sisters with me. Yeah, everybody, we are family, for family. Get up everybody and sing. Sing it to me. We are family, for family. I got all my sisters with me. Yeah, everybody, we are family, for family. Get up everybody and sing. Sing it to me. We are family. Ba 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 la ba la.
The Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. Which Mo was that? Was that Mo 1 or Mo 2? Mo 1. That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love to sing. I love to sing. I love to sing. Did I say that? I love to sing.
What North Side neighborhood are you from?
I'm from the Perrysville Avenue, City View area. But I just moved to Bellevue. I retired in January, and I just moved to Bellevue. So now I live in Bellevue in a one-floor apartment. Hallelujah.
You sounded great. Everybody sounded great. Thank with you. That song. The song fits the group so well. I do think we have time for one more. It's our last chance to talk, though, because after your next song, we're going to close out today's program. Lois, anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I'd also like to mention that if anyone out there would like to hire Sounds of Pittsburgh for a meeting or a luncheon or an event, we have sung with the Women Who Rock presentation. We opened several years ago for Sheila E., and so we are a chorus with a cause. We also give money to Women Who Rock, which is an organization that raises money for the McGee Women's Hospital Foundation, and it's specifically for research in women's health issues. So it's something that's very close to our hearts. We also do an American Bandstand package, which was what some of the first songs were from. We're doing the Christmas show that you heard the second part from, and the last couple of songs were from our Pittsburgh package, which we can combine into a program. So if you'd like to have an interesting and fun entertainment for one of your groups, please check us out. You can find us at soundsofpgh.org, and you can email us at marketing@soundsofpgh.org.
Thank you. And David, anything else you wanted to mention?
Nothing at all, except that this next song, the lyrics are some of my favorite of all songs. It's just a wonderful philosophy of life, and I very much enjoy it. When I saw it, I thought, we need to sing that.
Here is the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus.
Spend your whole life building something from nothing. One song can come and blow it all away. Build it anyway. You can taste your dream that seems so out of reach, and you
do it anyway. Love someone with all your heart for all the right reasons, and in a moment they can choose to walk away. Love them anyway. Ah.
Of Pittsburgh Chorus, thank you. What a great performance from them. Sounds of PGH. That's how you can learn more about them. Just head over to their website, soundsofpgh.org. Our program is booked by Ty Chorosky. Today's engineering by Ella Storm. Technical associate Chad Green is our technical director. Our education team includes Alex Bennett, Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Megan Valley, and Ben Rutkowski, as well as Joseph